Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:50 British Summer Time. Well, this has been another interesting day in here today. I guess the main news really would be that the industrial metals have had a particularly good day in here. If you have a look at that copper chart in the chart library, you'll see that US copper is up $21 at 361.70. Nickel made a new all-time high. It's currently sitting at 23,600. Lead is up 34. It's at 1,044. Zinc is at 3,390, up 130. Tin is also up today. Aluminium, which was down yesterday, has recouped most of that loss and is looking a bit better, but we're seeing quite a lot of strength coming back into into the base metals here today, and the news story on that is that you're getting more fund buying, which is hardly surprising, given that we've had some steadying of prices over the last couple of weeks, but they've definitely had an impact on the market. Also, oil. There were some relatively important figures came out today on inventory data. Gasoline was they had, there was more in the excuse me there was more in the inventory than had been expected, but but crude oil there was less. So crude had been as low as 74.30 today, I think leading up to that news. But when that positive news came out, for the prices rallied back up, and it's pretty much unchanged on the day right now at 75.15. So there's nothing really in the news stories to bring the oil price down right now, and markets are pretty nervous, particularly with, I mean, I can't think why they'd be thinking about North Korea having anything to do with the oil price, but markets are nervous when you have geopolitical tensions. And there's looking at the oil chart, it really does look like there's plenty of upside, particularly with that progression of rising lows on the overall uptrend. Gasoline, because of that, because the inventory data had come out a bit negative there, it was down as low as 223, but rallied right back up. It's at 226.75 right now. That's marginally down on the day, but it's leaving quite a long tail on the candle. Of course, it's not closed yet, so that's still all to play for. Soybeans also is having a good day in here. It posted a key reversal yesterday, but that's been almost completely countermanded today. It's up nearly, well, it's up 13 points right now at 613. 650 on soybeans would complete this base, and it's holding up relatively well here at the top of this base. Again, this has been really very volatile, and I don't think I'll be touching it really until it's conclusively broken out of that base, because I don't want to have to live with that volatility. I'll do a piece on some of these soft commodities tomorrow. There was a couple of emails of the day asking for some further information on what we think about soft commodities, and quite a few of them are in base formations. Cocoa, which has been oops, I've just mistyped. Cocoa has been pretty much the leader, and it's up in here again today. It's at 1710. It's up, sorry, 1710. That's up 9 in here today, so that's up 8 or 9 consecutive days in here, and that really is looking quite positive over the long term. It's been basing for really quite a long time, and there's bases within bases in there, but it's starting to push up out of that base that's been there for over the last maybe year and a half. There's some potential resistance around 1880, but that's quite a long way from where we are in here today. So cocoa is certainly looking better, but I'll do a piece on some of these soft commodities tomorrow. Orange juice is also pushing up towards new highs. This is historically very high for orange juice, but the trend is quite consistent, and it's pushed over 170 yesterday. It's holding that up today. It's at 172.30. Now, looking at some of the equity markets. The moves haven't been as pronounced, but there's been some pretty perky activity, particularly in Europe. But having first a look at Asia, the Nikkei was down 1.3%, down 202 points. But in the short term, that's maintaining a progression of rising lows, and it's still too early to say whether the medium-term correction has ended in Japan yet. But That very short-term progression of rising lows would have to be broken before any further deterioration of the chart. But at the moment, I think we'd have to give the upside the benefit of the doubt, at least for the short term. I think it is too early. It's still too early to say that this medium-term correction is over. And the same applies really for Europe, although these have come up quite a bit more than Japan has. The FTSE in particular, it's currently sitting at 58.90. Now, the top of the right-hand extension, or the distribution of the consolidation that we saw after that deterioration from May, was the top of that was around 5,800, and it's broken through that and it's holding up rather well. Now, if it falls back into that range, that would be a failed breakout from the range, and a retest of the bottom of the range couldn't be ruled out. But at the moment, that's not really on the cards, and it's holding up really rather well. And that's probably the best of the European indices. The DAX was up 1.25% today, so almost offsetting the downward move yesterday. And the CAC was up 0.92%. The US today, there was bearish news yesterday. But today there was U.S. service industries growth, and that slowed down, so that eased rate concerns, which means you've got a little bit of a rally in here. The Dow Jones is up 75, the S&P's up nearly 4, and the Nasdaq's up nearly 5. Of all the U.S. indices, it's the Nasdaq 100 was the one that got hit the hardest yesterday, and that's only up 0.44. So that's the top. The 100 biggest companies in the Nasdaq, and that's still very much within that right-hand extension above the lows, just over 1500, and it doesn't really show any signs of breaking out of that yet. Now, if you look at the internal dynamics of that range, there are two very large upward dynamics in there, and has come down slower subsequently after those. So that does lend some credence to the bullish argument that we may have seen the lows over 1500, but it's too early to say yet that correction is over. It doesn't show any evidence of it yet in the Nasdaq 100. On the other hand, in the S&P, that upward dynamic that we saw last week has held up really rather well. It's at 1274 right now. That's up nearly 4 on the day. And it would have to fall back below 1260 to push back into that range, that right-hand extension that followed after the lows that were in June. So still very much within the overall medium-term correction. And I think what we can most likely expect to see is further right-hand extension underneath the highs that were seen in May. And this could take us right the way through the summer. Because we've had such volatile activity, particularly all the way through May, and it wasn't particularly easy on the heart during June, the chances are that we are going to see some moderation of activity over the next 5 or 6 weeks. But time will certainly tell. In the government bond markets, there was, I think, the treasuries, 30-year treasuries closed down about nearly 1 point yesterday. They're up 15 points in one full point. They're up 15 ticks in here today at 106.07. So still very much towards the bottom of the range. It hasn't got the momentum yet to break down out of there, but nor does it look like it's going to move back into an uptrend. So we're still ranging sideways there on the government bonds. Gilts are currently sitting at 109.05. And still very much the same story there, sort of finding a little bit of support at the bottom of the range, but it certainly doesn't look like it's going to break up out of that range anytime soon. And just to finish off, the currency markets have been relatively quiet in here today. Euro's up marginally, the yen's down a little bit, and the Swiss franc is down a little bit, cable is up just marginally. So really very quiet on the currency markets following that key reversal yesterday on the dollar index. It's off a little bit in here today, hasn't countermanded that move. It was a very small key reversal, and it really would have needed to see some pretty good follow through in here today to consolidate that move. We're not really seeing it as of yet, at least. So while that was one good day for the dollar index, one good day doesn't make a trend. And it does look like we're going to see some further weakness eventually with the dollar. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything else we can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact me. And David will be back in on Monday. Thank you for your time.